Hello， 各位好，欢迎收听今天的可可听歌学英语栏目，我是 Linda。 大家此刻听到的歌曲名称为 Hallelujah， Hallelujah 希伯来语意为赞美上帝，在西方音乐当中呢，不乏著名歌者以此为题，但是在众多祈祷或是赞颂的 Hallelujah 声当中呢， Leonard Cohen 创作的 Hallelujah 歌词几乎处处依托圣经故事，演绎出了灵魂的提炼感，令人动容。今天呢，咱们就一起来欣赏这一首内涵丰富但却充满着唯美忧伤的经典名曲。
There was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do ya? When it goes like this, the fourth and fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composed.
这首歌曲的背景故事呢，大家可以留意一下词汇扩展部分里面的大篇幅的这个文字解释，看完之后再听歌曲，也许你会更理解歌曲所要表达的那种深深的悲伤。好了，此处我就不再赘述了，来看一下今天的词汇扩展吧。 Hallelujah Hallelujah HallelujahJAH Hallelujah， 它是一个感叹词，表示欢呼赞美上帝的时候用的。歌词 The baffled king composing Hallelujah， 困惑的国王谱写了 Hallelujah。 baffled, B-A-F-F-L-E-D, 它的原型是 baffle, 去掉 D, 动词困惑、阻碍或者是、难倒等等意思。这个问题把我彻底难倒了，我答不出来。The question baffled me completely, and I could not answer. 这美丽的景色真是让人难以形容。The beautiful scenery baffles description. 他力图阻挠我们的计划。He tried hard to baffle our plan. 船在大风当中挣扎了一番，最后还是沉没了。The ship baffled against high winds and finally sank. 他千方百计不让我们找到他。She baffledAll our attempts to find her. Baffle 加上 D 之后变成了形容词 Baffled 表示变得困惑的。听一下例句，他完全被他奇怪的行为搞懵了。 She was completely baffled by his strange behavior. 好了，我们接着往下看单词 compose, C-O-M-P-O-S-E, 动词表示创作或者作曲以及镇定。他用空余的时间写诗 ,He spent his spare time composing poetry. 车一上路他很快就让自己平静了下来。She quickly composed herself as the car started off. 歌词 ,But you don't really care for music, do you?Care for 短语照顾介意喜欢我不喜欢那种颜色 I don't care for that color 你要不要来点喝的 Would you care for a drink 他对吃的东西并不计较 He doesn't care for what he eats 歌词 Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you Overthrew 原型是 overthrow Overthrow 是动词表示征服、推翻，它也可以做名词表示推翻、瓦解以及颠覆。政府被 推翻以后，这个国家处于混乱之中。After the overthrow of the government, the country was in chaos. 这场革命导致了独裁政体的结束。The revolution caused the overthrow of the autocracy.他绊了一下，推翻了椅子。He stumbled and overthrew the chair. 好了，以上就是今天可可听歌学英语栏目的所有内容了。祝各位每天都有好的心情。我是 Linda, 咱们下期见。David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya?Goes like this, the fourth and fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the back.